Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. This is just coming to my aid right now as I'm speaking, so just hold up with me for one moment. We're on live radio here. I guess the Lord wants to show us something that I'm willing to take a look at. And it clearly tells us that the heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, and the net which they have hid is their own foot taken. Psalm 9:15. If you look at verse 16, the Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of their own hands, Salah. And in verse 17, the wicked shall be turned into hell and the nations that forget God. Well, why am I bringing that up? Well, the fact of the matter, friends, is you have a government now advocating for the crimes. This has been going on for decades in this country. We know in California right now, for example, for you to be prosecuted concerning theft, the crime of theft, it's interesting, that's the Eighth Commandment, thou shalt not steal. But according to the modern-day communists that are allowed to remain incumbent in office, namely in California, they said, you know what, you got to steal at least $950 worth of the products from a personal store, a corporate store, whatever the case might be, before we're going to call the cops and prosecute you. You know, it's right. Charles Spurgeon said, lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. No longer are they guilty. Read Romans 4:15. Why? Because they haven't transgressed the law. Why? Because there is no law. Because corrupt politicians have lowered the law. And giving what? Aid. What are they doing? They're abetting the enemy within. The unrighteous, of the lawbreakers. Thinking out loud again, I'm just going with the Holy Ghost here, going to 1 Timothy really quick. We're being led by the Holy Ghost. That's what we do here on this show, friends. It's interesting. It says that in 1 Timothy 1:9, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and the disobedient, for the ungodly, for the sinners, for the unholy, profane, murderers of fathers, murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be anything that is contrary to sound, that means without error, doctrine. So what's the law used for? To expose the crime, Romans 3:20. But what happens when you lower that law? Here, let me show you what happened now going on the other side of the United States of America. This is what's happening in Miami today. And keep in mind, this is all purposed. But it's only happening, friends, because the American people are allowing this to allowing it to take place today in this country. So we can't really blame anybody for what it is that the American people tolerate. Check this out. Again, this is in Miami. This is spring break. This is inside one of their local stores. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Look at this. Look at the spring breakers are doing. Look at these animals that the American people are raising up. Luke 7:35. Wisdom is justified by her children.
About 60 kids.
Who's advocating for these crimes, friends? Your said representatives who are lowering the law, not upholding the law. Look at these animals, friends. Look at this stuff. Look at this. Look what's happening here. I mean, you can't even go into a store, friends, without being jumped by these animals. And that's exactly what they are. They act like a bunch of animals. This is spring break in Miami right now. Okay, looting, fighting, killing. Again, friends, you just can't make this stuff up. In America, if you want your freedoms back, I'm here to tell you, we're way beyond politics. You're going to have to fight to restore your God-given rights. And they are not gone. They can be recaptured if you're willing to fight for them, friends. Also, I noticed, too, as gunshots rang out, this is now in California, so it's going back and forth from Florida to California, where these young people are acting accordingly. Why? Because they're encouraged to do the things that they're doing today. It's insane. It's insane. And all the good American people are just sitting back waiting for them to do it again. And guess what, friends? They're going to do it again. And they're going to do it again, and it's going to grow more violent and more violent and more violent. It's just incredible. I want to go back to this. Here's an arrest gone array. This is all the same video, by the way. Now we're back over into South Miami Beach. And the way that these people are acting is just incredible. It's my understanding that the good people there in Miami are now saying that we don't want the spring breakers coming here anymore. Okay? Look at this. And then we have the police come in, yep. And I'll tell you what, corruption loves this. Because if you fail to govern yourselves, this is what happens. The people call out to the governor for more governmental control over their lives. And guess who that works for? It works for tyranny, tyrants, despots, an arbitrary system of government. Why? Because you're giving them more power over those that refuse to govern themselves. This is crazy. This is insane what's going on here. Anyways, folks, if you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. When I come back on the other side of this hard break, I'm going to go over to the Ukraine. And for what I'm about ready to show you on social media platforms, if you disagree with it, well, just keep in mind, you're one that holds the truth and unrighteousness, Romans 1:18, because in fact, what you're telling me is you agree with the mainstream media here in America and on a global basis. Because we're going firsthand into Ukraine to tell you what is in fact really happening. Okay, that's why, again, there's so much censorship going on with those that are telling you the truth, because they want to drive the narrative. They want to set the narrative. They want to bring about change at all cost. And they got to make sure that you don't have the truth. Hey, folks, as they say, what's the first casualty in every war? The truth. But we ain't asking the devil for permission to obey God here now, are we? No, because we know who sets men free. John 14:6, John 8:32, the other way around. And put that up against 2 Corinthians 3:17 as well when you get a moment. We're going to take a hard break, and then we're going to go over to the Ukraine. And folks, by the way, we're going to get to the main topic today too. Freedom fighters. Oh, yeah. Freedom fighters. Who are they? Oh, my goodness, folks. How many times do they need to be uncovered? We're to judge them with the use of the judge's word by their fruit. Matthew 7:16. Going to show you some more fruit. I know it's going to make some of you mad, but you know what? That's my job. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, not offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Yeah, well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, if you go over to Jeremiah 11:9 here, let me do this because I know that this helps people. I want to show it to you for yourself, and I want to give it to you verbatim. When you go to Jeremiah 11, verse 9, it tells us, there is a conspiracy among the people of Judah and those who live in Jerusalem. They have returned to the sins of their ancestors who refused to listen to my words. Is that what's going on? Yep. They followed other gods to serve them. Both Israel and Judah have broken the covenant I have made with them. Listen carefully, America. When I'm talking about Judah and Israel, I'm talking about God's people. And I'm talking about 86% of the people that profess to be Christians in this country. He's talking to you. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will bring on them a disaster they cannot escape. Although they cry out to me, I will not listen to them because they refuse to deal with the conspirators, because that is the judgment of God's of God. I'm sorry. I also want to show you this, and I want you to hear it because this is what applies to who we are as a people, or at least what has become of us as a people in this country. And I'm going over to Jeremiah 5:26. They're waxing fat. Yep. They shine, they think, yep, yep, they overpass the deeds of the wicked, yep, yep, that's right. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, nope, 62 million babies have been murdered, CPS trafficking children, sex trafficking, the list goes on. They overlook the deeds of the wicked, they judge not the cause, yet they prosper in the right of the needy, do they not judge? Nope, they're looking out for themselves. and it's a lack of love, just for the record. That's who that word applies to, okay? Also, read Jeremiah 6:16 when you get a moment, friends. Read the whole chapter. The Bible tells us to return to the old past. The Bible says they said they would not. Then the Lord pronounces judgments upon them. Why? Because they lay it not to heart. They have not a care for the afflictions of other people. No, they only think about number one. Guess what? Christianity is not about you. I know that's in stark contrast to what you've been told by the whores and hirelings in the pulpits today, John 10:12. But the fact of the matter is it's about Christ through you to the world, bringing the answers, Isaiah 58:12. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is a short piece. I'm probably not going to play the whole thing, but I'm going to bring it over to your crane, and me bringing forth this information through audio and video, I'm going to have to stop it and read it because it's in Ukraine, okay? That's the language, that's the dialect, right, that they're bringing forth, that language. And so I'm going to have to read the headers to you. But it shows you how the mainstream media here and the truth of the matter there are two different stories. They always are. Here, let me say it this way. I'm going to just go over this comes to my aid as well. That are doing the line. Live radio here, friends, just getting a download here, so I'm taking you to it. It's been said, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Here, I'll say that one more time. If you're not careful, the mainstream media, the newspapers, the mainstream media outlets and their useful idiots will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Here, let's see if that's true. Let me bring you over to Ukraine. And this is the truth of the matter. Okay. This is Nadizada, a Mary Pool resident. She says, I don't know exactly who it was, the Azov regiment or regime or the Ukrainian army. Not a Russian army. They're being attacked by their own friends. Okay? Again, consider who Mr. Vladimir Zelensky is. You have people in America now telling you exactly who he is. He's attacking his own people. Here, let me go on. She said they were stationed in apartments. I myself witnessed a woman with a child, a little child in a pram being forced out. What she said. And she was leaving crying, wiping her tears with a baby in her arms. I don't know who was waging the war. Isn't that interesting how the American press knows exactly who's waging the war, but the people over in Ukraine have no idea? This woman says, I don't know who is waging the war. For instance, we didn't observe Russian troops, but we witnessed Ukrainian troops firing at us, is what's being reported. Okay? Remember who creates the war, those that profit from it. Here comes another individual. He said they showed up, the armed forces of Ukraine, and closed down the shop. I didn't hear anybody say about anything about the Russians yet. Let's go on. He said nothing was sold. They just cleaned up the shop out and left it empty. There was neither food nor water. And now another lady is saying, whenever we came out together looking for water, the Ukrainians immediately opened fire on us. This is the Ukrainian people. I go on. Mainstream media is telling you the exact opposite. They destroyed all the wells so we couldn't get water or anything to eat. Whoa! Insane! Here's another lady, Irina. We were like cannon fodder that was merely manipulated. They were shooting back from the courtyards with tanks and machine guns. I can say with confidence that 85% of the city's destruction was caused by the Azov forces. This woman here says they had swastikas tattooed right on their shoulders and displayed it openly. Well, hey folks, you know, the fact of the matter is, if we really want to get down to it, I can show you exactly where much of this is coming from. And we know who's precipitating this war. I mean, folks, unless you're going to side with a sodomite who's at war with God, a comedian and an actor, and you haven't learned your lesson here in America yet, I got to honestly say, I don't know how anybody can help you. The devil at this point can't even use you. But again, this Zelensky guy's been uncovered over and over and over again. It's all propaganda. It's created war once again. And who profits from them? Well, those that are attempting to wield more control over those people. You know, they want a new world order, right? Well, guess what? They got to create the chaos. They have to create the chaos. I'm getting to something here, friends. I'm just looking for it. We're on live radio. Sometimes you can't just throw everything right up as you so choose to do so. But I am looking for this picture right now of Mr. Zelensky with a big image of a swastika openly. And again, I'm looking for it, and I will find it here for you. But him holding a swastika, because this woman at this particular time is highlighting the fact that the people that were causing the destruction had swastikas tattooed on their arms. Okay? So, again, folks, 2 + 2 equals what? You know, it's amazing to me that these people know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth. They have so deceived themselves into believing things they say they don't believe, and yet they're wondering why they're constantly chasing their tail. It's because you're deceived. You go on in your sin. And this is why this message is constantly repeated from this ministry, this microphone. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For your sake, Acts 20, verse 21. Okay? Acts 20, verse 21. Mark 4, 17. Matthew 4:17, Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38. The list goes on and the list goes on. I'm still looking for it. I'll find it here, friends. Just hold with me. Live radio again. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I think I'm coming up on it pretty quick here, but I want to show it to you so you can see it for yourself on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, and or Before It's News, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. And isn't it interesting we're hearing Joe Biden, you know, criminal Joe, treasonous Joe, talking about how he needs to take down Putin, for those that are caught up into this little game. Folks, we're just pulling it all apart for you to see how the game is played, because history is repeating itself once again, over and over and over and over again. And guess what, friends? Looks like the older generation is going to go around in that circle all over again. Here you go, by the way. Bottom left side of the screen, Zelensky with a swastika. Isn't that cute? The other side, I'll come back to this in just a moment.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Millions of Americans in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Mississippi are bracing for severe weather, including the possibility of tornadoes. The area in danger surrounds Dallas and heads north to Oklahoma and then spreads east through Louisiana and over to Jackson, Mississippi. Governor Greg Abbott saying they're watching this closely.
It could spawn tornadoes. You never know exactly what may happen. We went through an episode of severe tornadoes a couple of weeks ago.
Egg prices are going up, and it's being blamed on the bird flu. The U.S. Department of Ag saying tens of millions of infected chickens and turkeys have been destroyed in an attempt to stop the spread. The Wall Street Journal reporting egg prices are up 50% since January, with Easter just 2 weeks away. This is USA Radio News. A key Senate committee is considering President Biden's nomination of federal Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. Democratic Senator from Illinois Dick Durbin accuses Republicans of leveling baseless attacks on Judge Brown Jackson.
These critical experiences bring a missing perspective to the court. It is truly unfortunate that some are trying to use them as reasons to vote against her.
But Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says Democrats have been mistreating Republican nominees for years.
Democrats have themselves to blame. After vicious, misleading attacks on Judge Bork and other conservatives,
police in California are pleading for help to find suspects in a mass shooting. They now believe several people opened fire in a crowd in Sacramento early Sunday morning after a large fight broke out. Three men and three women were killed. 12 others were shot. This is USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do you guys remember, and I'm sure you did, when you started diving into all the information that sets men free, looking at corruption as to how they enslave men? We know that back in, what, the 20s and the 30s when they came out with the Social Security number, do you guys remember everybody was freaking out saying that that was the number of the beast? Well, in many ways, they were exactly right, because you can't buy or sell without it, can you? Can't open up an account. You can't go get a license. I mean, folks, all of this stuff is all intertwined to, again, enslaving you. But it's interesting that you just heard that they want you to open up a My Social Security account. I've just seen a billboard when I was driving around this morning. So they're tightening the noose on the newer generation, the up-and-coming generation as well. I was just highlighting during the break to my social media platform friends, I got a video here called To Spit Against Heaven that we put together. And it's much of what we covered over the homosexual agenda over the last 2 days on Saturday and on Friday's show. And I'm sorry, Saturday and Friday's show, forgive me. And it's interesting how people just they just distance themselves from the information that liberates them, as if to suggest that they're not accountable for what they don't know. Isn't that crazy? No, people really do that. Well, they think, well, you know, maybe this isn't my call, or maybe I don't need to have that information. Oh, no, let me tell you this. This applies to every facet of your life. And for those that think that it doesn't apply to you, and if you remain ignorant to it, it doesn't apply to you, try going over to a foreign country in renting a car and then going as fast as you want to on their highways or do what you want to in that country. And then when you're pulled over and you stand in front of a judge a day later, tell me how it doesn't apply to you because you said if you didn't know, it didn't matter. That's baloney. That's baloney. That law applies to you regardless if you know it or not, and it's going to apply to you on judgment, friends. Get educated. Yes, Ecclesiastes tells us with much sorrow or wisdom comes much sorrow. Absolutely. Really what it comes down to, friends, is it gives us information as to how to combat the evils in which we face today. And again, I'm here 17 years later telling you we can do this, but if you don't want to hear that, you don't have to hear it. But you will hear it on Judgment Day because you're accountable for every idle word and every idle thought that you take on. You're also accountable for what you do, and you're also accountable for what you don't do. Just so you know, I wanted to make clear on that. Okay, well, let's jump topics here. Did an article, what was this? 2018, March 26th. Political champions say, do as I say, but don't do as I do. And what I do in that article is I highlight, now listen carefully, because we're talking about freedom fighters. They sell themselves, these politicians sell themselves as freedom fighters. But if you pull the curtain back on them, you'll find just the exact opposite when it comes to the truth of the matter. Okay? That truth always exposes the lies. Luke 12:2. Okay? I highlighted a guy by the name of, and I'm going to go through this first part rather quickly, but a guy named Leland Lee. He was the ex-California state senator, Leland Lee. He was considered a gun control champion. Okay, he was always talking down on guns. Need more control on those that have guns. They're the problem, right? The opposite of what our forefathers established it for. Empowering us. Right? Their posterity. To deal with these sort of people when we see them trying to disarm us. Right? We have a Second Amendment for a reason, and it's a right, and it's a right that shall not be infringed. We don't need them wresting judgment through their misinterpretations to tell us otherwise. Period. And again, the Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. Get away from the Second Amendment. Period. Okay? But here's Leland Lee, the ex-California state senator. He had an A-plus rating from the Brady Campaign Organization. And do you know that he's now going to jail? I'm sorry. The Washington Times reported that he was sent off to jail for 5 years for, guess what, friends? Weapons trafficking. Isn't that crazy how that works? Of course. You know, and folks, I got to tell you, sometimes when you see this stuff, because it's really simple for me to see, it's amazing how people think that you're being cynical. It's not being cynical by wanting to right the wrongs in dealing with the criminals. That's the heart of God. Read Jeremiah 9:24. I see that I have a individual online on social media platforms. When I kick out the scripture reference, you take that reference and you highlight it on social media platforms. I totally appreciate the fact that you're doing that because you're saving me a little time. But go to Jeremiah 9:25 and go ahead and post that one too. Whoever's doing that, please. Go to the next guy. You guys all heard of Mitch McConnell. Oh my goodness, friends. This guy, Mitch McConnell, he's a pathetic man. I've seen him at the RNC. I believe it was in 2012. He had a little entourage of clowns following him around. And I just got to tell you, it doesn't get any lower than the likes of a Mitch McConnell. And they put Mitch McConnell up like he's the standard. And again, that's what the devil does, is he mocks the Christ who is the standard. Read 1 Kings 13:33, okay? 1 Kings 13:33 as well. And you'll understand that. And you'll understand a Mitch McConnell and what you tolerate in federal government and in state governments. But let's go to Mitch McConnell. He's Mr. Anti-Drug, right? Do you know that the Nation reported, and of course you didn't hear a word about it. Oh, and for the record, Mr. McConnell has ties to the Chow family that goes back to the 1980s when James Chow began donating to the senator. In 1993, McConnell married James's daughter, Elaine Chow, who, by the way, sat on Donald Trump's, one of his agencies that he appointed her to. And so did George W. Bush, for the record. But she's a Republican activist and former Reagan administration official who served later as Secretary of Labor under George W. Bush. Okay? But what I want you to hear is this, friends. This is Mitch McConnell. We're talking about freedom fighters exposed again. He's Mr. Anti-Drug. Okay? It's being reported that the Ping Mei, a cargo vessel owned by the in-laws of Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, was boarded by Colombian inspectors and they discovered roughly 90 pounds of cocaine in 40 separate packages. Maybe that's how he makes $174,400 every year, and he's accumulated wealth to a millionaire status over and over and over again. You think it has anything to do with it? Come on. Come on, somebody say yeah. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You guys all are aware of Ron DeSantis. You see how the mainstream media keeps him in front of your faces continuously? Yeah, because he's going to be running for the president just like I told you how many years before they finally acknowledged that that's exactly what he's doing. Folks, Ron has a long history of turning on his own people, and how people support this guy bewilders me. This man is a traitor from the very top of his head to the very sole of his feet, just like Kristi Noem from South Dakota, who pretends to be a freedom fighter. But if you pull the curtain back on these devils, friends, you'll see that the proof is always found in the pudding, right? It's always found in the pudding. But if you go to Ron DeSantis, it's interesting, friends. We know that he's Mr. Anti-Vaccine and this, that, and the other thing. But we also know that he wrote a bill, and that bill, of course, went back to SB 200, I believe. I'm sorry, SB 2006. Let me say it again just to clarify. The law is SB. They call it a law. It's not a law. It runs contrary to law. But the bill is called SB 2006. Okay, and it's a bill which prohibits government, business, and educational institutions from requiring proof of COVID vaccinations. Okay, there are reports now circulating in the alternative media, guys like me, for those who have actually read the bill, and what they have discovered is that the bill prohibits discrimination based on COVID-19 vaccination status. It allows law enforcement to forcibly vaccinate its own citizens as well as lock them away in quarantine at the what? Direction of the state health officers. Is that disturb anybody watching or listening right now? Because it should. How's the mainstream media? They continuously keep him in the face of the people as some sort of freedom fighter for the people and their God-given rights. Not true. Yeah. No marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into the angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, Satan's, also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their what? Their works, the fruit hanging on their branches. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. I just told you his fruit. Okay? Oh, but they keep him out here like he is the freedom fighter of freedom fighters, man. If anybody can do it, Ronnie can, right? Just recently, Governor Ron DeSantis has pledged to fight the Biden administration over federal vaccine mandates. Nope, this is all distraction. This is all smoke and mirrors to get your eyes off of what, in fact, he is responsible for illegally implementing concerning the bill SB 2006 that I just highlighted. You see that? He said, I'm offended that a police officer could potentially lose their job. This is DeSantis. DeSantis has opposed broad vaccine requirements and mask mandates in K-12 public schools. Well, then, why don't you make reference to the 10th Amendment and tell the federal government to back off, Ronnie? No, there's no reference to law that condemns the bad guy in D.C. Nope. How do you promote a fight, friends? You keep the two fighters going back and forth at each other's throats. That's how you fill the seats. That's all they're doing is selling newspapers, okay? To those that will drink it in, they're buying the Kool-Aid, right? My goodness. We're going to come back, and I'm going to show you a couple more And there's a brand new one coming up on you. Another one by none other than Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, my goodness. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Freedom Fighters Exposed again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shadow. And to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here we go, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the Freedom Fighters, those that are sold to you as the Freedom Fighters, the best that you have in state and federal government. I'm exposed. Hey, folks, I'm just pulling the curtain back. I'm thinking of John 15 right now, and I'm going to go over there. You know why they hung Christ up on the cross, right? Because he uncovered them for who they were, and they did not like it. They were a prideful people, were they not? Yep. But if you look at Scripture, it is clear as to why they hung him up on a cross. He said, John 15:22, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sinned, transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, Exodus 20, but now they have no covering for their sin. Now they have no covering for their sin. Man, you know what? I do a lot of events, especially in Michigan. Listen to me carefully. And it amazes me because I have one individual out there who's running to be a senator, and he keeps calling me to come back out over and over again. I like him. He's a good guy. And I said to him one day, I said, hey, I'm just curious. Why do you keep calling me back out there? He said, Bradley, he goes, people not they might not like everything that you have to say. He goes, but you give it a little time and they figure out what you told them was true. And that's to those that love the truth, to those that mean to be set free in Christ. Not everybody plays by those common sense rules before God. Like the Pharisees that said, your blood be upon us. They wanted to keep daring their tinfoil in the face of a just and a holy God. And it didn't fare well with them. If you read the book of Fox's Book of Martyrs, you'll find that 40 years after they said that, friends, well, that's exactly what happened. They were condemning themselves. Either you live for the blood that was shed on the cross, or you're going to be condemned by the blood. There is no in-betweenites. Okay? Just thought I'd share that with you. Remember, let me go back over to this one because I forgot Matt. Don't want to forget this guy. He's a piece of work too. You guys all know this guy that they're trying to sell you. We're talking about freedom fighters, friends, that are not freedom fighters at all. I'm highlighting right now another guy. I'll get over to Marjorie Taylor Greene in just one moment. And I'm trying to think of this guy. Yeah. Matt Gaetz. Here, this is Matt Gaetz.
But I'm ready to take him on for real.
Listen to this guy.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have not lived
under
the oversight of a Republican majority, and I think we should change that. Let's see how they hold up.
Okay. So here you have the clowns trying to subject the serfs under them, and apparently he has some of them going along with him. But you guys all know who this freedom fighter is, right?
When Republicans retake power.
See, it's all the narrative that's been created to divide the American people. And he's reading everything.
Gets an investigation to run. Every Biden agency gets a colonoscopy. And Hunter Biden finally gets a damn subpoena.
Oh, my goodness, man. I got to get behind this guy. He's really a freedom fighter on the people of America. No question about it. I am amazed. Whoa. To say the least, this guy's got it going on. Well, Matt Gaetz, friends, is under investigation for child trafficking. Just thought I'd share that with you. Folks, he's not even a good clown leading the goats. He's not even good at what he does. But yet they're putting him up there as a freedom fighter for the American people. Again, he's under investigation. I highlighted this several times just to make the American people aware. And the investigation's getting hotter and hotter, but apparently they're just going to sideswipe his guilt. And they'll just extort him for the rest of his life, and he'll be a good little slave, and he'll just go right along with it. But I'm online right now. Sex trafficking allegations against Matt Gaetz explained, okay? Matt Gaetz's girlfriend testifies to grand jury. Reportedly, now they're playing stupid about it. Reportedly, this is just last month, so now they're trying to protect him. Matt Gaetz reportedly under investigation for sex trafficking. Oh, wow, this isn't like new news, so why are they acting like it's new news? Well, I think they found another slave that will do their biddings, and he's going to go along with it. But Matt Gaetz is another one of those that is selling himself as a people... the American people, a freedom fighter on your behalf. He's under investigation for sex trafficking. Jim Jordan, too. Do a little homework into Jim Jordan. Folks, he's as guilty as AT double hockey sticks when it comes to him covering up crimes of pedophilia against wrestlers at his former college. Well, the list goes on. The list goes on. I'm amazed that people have not pulled their head out of the sand. Okay, so let's go over to Marjorie Taylor Greene. You remember she's the one that she's always in the news. The mainstream media keeps her out there too, friends. She's out there fighting for your God-given rights. She's a freedom fighter, right? Remember she's the one that decried vaccine Nazis, found investing into Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca? You all remember this, right? Just wanted to make sure we're all talking about the same one, because you tell the conservatives, I had 400 people in front of me in Iowa last month, and I told them, you guys are aware of Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? Well, they all think she's great because they're watching Fox News, right? They all think she's great. Or they're watching Alex Jones now, who's sporting Marjorie, as if to suggest what she's saying is true. But let's go over to Marjorie Taylor Greene really quick, and let me just highlight this just for a moment, if you would. In 2020, 13 senators and 35 representatives held shares of Johnson & Johnson, and 11 senators and 34 representatives also held shares in 2020 of another COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer called Pfizer. Okay, and then we found out lawmakers, as they call themselves, they're policymakers, they're destroying laws, what they're doing. Read Psalm 94, 20, and verse 16. One's the question, one's the answer. Lawmakers held these investments in COVID-19-minded companies as Congress was at the center of the pandemic relief efforts. Okay? And we go down just a little bit further, and then we find Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican from Georgia who has decried vaccine Nazis and boasted about not getting vaccinated against COVID-19, reported owning stock in COVID-19 vaccine makers during 2020, including Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca, according to a financial disclosure that she submitted in August. Whoa! Did you hear about that one? I didn't think so. I'm laughing at the stupidity of the American people that just have had not enough yet. Still haven't had enough yet, man. They're not a threat to the establishment, friends. They are the establishment. Let me say it again. They're not a threat to the establishment. The best that you have, they are the establishment. What did you hear during the last break, friends? You just heard the Republicans going after the Democrats as to how they treat their nominees, right? And then you hear the Democrats complain about the Republicans. These are the grown-ups that have grown the wrong way. Complaining about each other. These are the grown-ups playing political games over a conversation that's not even constitutional. And the American people, because they don't know any different, go right along with it to their own demise. Your children are being enslaved. I just wanted to tell you that. Just wanted to tell you that your children are being enslaved. Okay? So now we have freedom fighter Marjorie Taylor Greene exposed again for her Disney comments. Whoa! Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia has accused the Walt Disney Company of sexualizing children. That's true. Greene also owns up to $45,000 worth of Disney stock. Okay. Marjorie Taylor Greene this week accused Walt Disney Company of sexualizing children after the entertainment giant criticized a Florida education law that critiques have dubbed the Don't Say Gay bill and vowed to fight against it. By the way, you can rest assured they're going to try pushing this through too. This is how they do it. The good guys play the weaklings as the bad guys have their way. And you lose, okay? Marjorie Taylor Greene said it's hard to believe that Disney, Walt Disney, the Walt Disney Company, she goes on, would be the very place that this is happening, she said during an interview. She's right. She's totally right. But what Greene didn't mention is that she is a Disney investor, according to a personal financial disclosure filed with the clerk of the House of Representatives. Entering 2021, Greene owned between $1,001 and $15,000 in Walt Disney Company stock. Her most recent annual financial disclosures indicate. Wow. Wow. It's called insider trading. This is nothing new. Let me say it again. This is called insider trading. Americans, how do I end the show? I gave you the information. Your blood is off my hands. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.